When you pray, go into your room and close the door and pray to your Father who sees in secret. Jesus is teaching the disciples to pray in this passage, and he gives them the Lord's Prayer as an example of prayer. Prayer is the foundation of the spiritual life. You might say prayer is the heartbeat of the spiritual life that sends life through all parts of the body. So to keep our spiritual life going, to keep our heart beating, we need to pray. Jesus prays throughout the Gospels. We see him in prayer from time to time as he renews his connection with God, as he draws strength and spiritual life from his prayer life with God. So prayer is important. Prayer is an important part of our spiritual life. The prayer book says in the Catechism that prayer is responding to God by thought and by deed, with or without words. Very interesting definition of prayer. Responding to God. So prayer is communicating with God in many different ways. When I, in my first semester of college, I signed up for a class in speech and communication at the University of Nebraska. It was a small class, and we were very lucky that we got a professor who had just newly retired. And it was one of the best classes I had in my entire time at college. He stressed to us that communication is a two-way process. Communication is not just telling people something, but communication is always two-way. He said, consider all the ways that we communicate. We communicate with our body language, with our gestures, with our appearance, our clothing. We communicate with our facial expression, with our eyes, with the words we choose, the phrases, the connotations that those words have, with the inflection of our voice. There's so many ways that we communicate with other people. And he had us get in small groups of two people each. And he had us practice listening to what the other person said and feeding back to them what we heard that they said, because he wanted us to understand what it meant to have two-way communication. You know, so often, when we're listening to another person, we're already forming the response in our mind about what we're going to say back to them, and so we're not really listening to them. And he said, really try to understand what it is that they're telling you. Now that's communication. That's what communication is about. Well, prayer is like that. Prayer is a two-way process. Prayer is responding to God. So God has taken the initiative. God has already spoken to us, and our prayer is our response to what God has said. So in prayer, we speak to God, but we also listen. You know, sometimes I think we think of prayer as like sending a signal into outer space, and we never get anything back. But we need to listen, because God will speak to us. God will answer. And part of prayer is learning how to listen to God. Sometimes it's true God speaks to us directly in words or signs, but that's not the usual way God communicates with us. Usually it's more subtle. God speaks to us through Scripture. God speaks to us in the circumstances of our lives. God speaks to us through other people, I'm sure of it. And God speaks to us through silence. So how can we learn to listen better to God? I think we often don't hear what God is saying to us because our own thoughts get in the way. Our ego is so strong that we're always thinking of ourselves, and it's all of our stuff that's getting in the way of God. So if we can get ourselves out of the way first, then maybe God has a chance to speak to us. So we need to learn to make room for God. And one way to do that is to learn how to quiet our own minds through silence, through sitting expectantly and waiting for God to speak. Centering prayer is one way that we can do that. In centering prayer, we take 20 minutes. We sit in silence and we let our own thoughts subside. And when our thoughts do come up, which they inevitably will, we just let them go. And we choose a sacred word. It can be any word you choose, something that helps you focus. It could be peace or love. It could be Jesus or God. And when thoughts come up, we just repeat the sacred word and let the thoughts go. As we do this, we find that our level of energy begins to subside so that we're able to be more at peace. We're able to just be in the presence of God. And as we're in the presence of God, we're able to listen better. Another way to listen to God is through Lectio Divina. Lectio Divina is to take a short passage of Scripture, a story especially, and read the story over and over until it becomes really familiar, and then begin to imagine ourselves in the story. Maybe we could take a part of one of the people in the story and imagine ourselves really there, what it's like to smell the smells and to see the surroundings, to hear the words. And as we put ourselves in the place there, we're able to enter the Scripture story ourselves. And God can begin to speak to us through that. So there's a couple of ways to listen. In our Lenten soup supper series this Lent, we're going to have a series on prayer. And we have Bev Gaines, a spiritual director, come and speak to us about how we might learn to pray better. So I hope that this Lent we'll be able to think about our prayer lives. Lent is a time for us to renew our spiritual lives, to kind of shake things up and start again. It's a time to reevaluate. That's why we set the chairs up differently, to sort of shock ourselves into a new season. Think about things a little bit differently because it's Lent. It's time for us to return to God, renew our spiritual life, and deepen our relationship with God. Amen.